Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community, freedom, justice, equality, kingdom of goddess in heaven, kingdom of Islam, queendom of Islam, right here, right now, on this earth, obedience to the Most High, peace, tranquility. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, recording date, Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. Now, even in Hindu, Buddhism, the religions of India, they speak of a time that all was at peace, all tranquil, that Aum. They say that when you say Amun, Amen, that Aum part, you hear them say Aum, Aum, Aum. That Aum represents that original time, no action, no boundary, no barrier, all peace, all one. In Islam, you have the rituals of Hajj, where all take off their specific garment and put on a unifying garment of a white tunic to show the human family as one. No boundary, no barrier, no separation, all one. They march around the Kaaba. Ka, ba, ka, spirit, ba, soul. That stone, that black stone, representing this blackness of the universe, this original waters of noon. They march around that black stone, is it seven times? In unison, at one. No one knows whether you are a king, queen, CEO, poor person, homeless, whatever, no matter who you are, if you make the Hajj, that ritual shows the human family as one. It shows us how we are supposed to be in Christ. One people in Christ. All one. All peaceful. Now, the next phase in this science, and the scientists of today teach this, but they do not give the credit to Africa. The next phase, you have the waters of noon now become the watery waves. Waves is important. The watery waves of noon, now you have the movement. Now you have energy. At first, the energy was at rest. Now, they say something at rest, something at rest tends to stay at rest, but when there's enough energy, critical mass, to push that which was at rest into motion, that which was at rest and now in motion tends to stay in motion. This is African science. So now we have a period of time, the phase two, watery waves of noon. The waves are signifying energy. The waves in the waters of noon are signifying motion. And you have the rising of a mound of earth. And this mound of earth is called Ptah. Ptah is energy. Ptah is motion. Ptah is represents the watery waves now, full of motion, full of energy, but chaotic and turbulent. And so now Ptah represents that mind, that power of thought and thinking that will now conjure, call into re- reality, that force that will put order to the chaos, that force that will bring order out of the turbulence. And so you have phase three. Ptah calls up Atum. Atum rises out of Ptah. Atum represents the sun. Atum is Ra. Atum is fire, hydrogen. Atum is separated from Ptah, yet connected to Ptah. You know how your children are connected to you, but then you begin to teach them so that they are able to separate from you, but yet remain connected to you, but yet are separate from you, so that they are able to do that which they need to do and that which the Most High has called them to do, but they rise up out of you, your physical structure, spiritual, mental, and moral structure, out of your mind, out of your thought. What were you thinking when you and your mate came together and the birth process produced your children? Did you have a desire to see the human family as one? Did you have a desire to see warfare and bloodshed cease on this earth? Did you have a desire to see that baby, that child, become a great and magnificent healer, doctor, scientist, lawyer, whatever the case may be? Those thoughts, those desires went into the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. Those thoughts and desires went into the womb of the mother. Her thoughts and desires go into that formation of the child. And the child comes forth. You and I, we're supposed to be able to go into the universe and see the prophecy on the babies, on the children, see their destiny and give them names that will maneuver them into their destiny. Atum. The modern day scientists call Atum, Atom, A-T-O-M. The ancient Africans said Atum, A-T-U-M. In Bible, in scripture, you have Adam, same reality. In Bible, in scripture, you have Christ, same reality. We are Christ's in human flesh. Christ, spirit, soul, energy. We are Adam, A-D-A-M. Male and female. We are Atum. We are made of atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons. This Atum is called forth out of the mind of Ptah. Christ comes out of the mind of God to do a work in creation, to bring order to creation. That is the same Atum that the ancient Africans we're talking about. Atum represents awareness. Atum represents consciousness. Atum puts creation in order. Atum brings order out of chaos. Atum brings order out of turbulence. Sisters and brothers, this world is in chaos, turbulence, bloodshed, warfare all over the place, hatreds, divisions, separations all over. Your babies and your children and our youth are called forth as invisible forces manifested in physical reality in order to bring order to this earth. Order out of chaos. Order out of turbulence. Now, Atum. Now, Atum, this fire reality, begins to call forth four gods and four goddesses. Each god and goddess working together to bring in and birth reality. Now, the scientists talk about how there was a time where all were fire. Fire, fire, fire. Nothing but fire, fire, fire. And this great fire began to break off of itself. Stars began to form. Planets began to form. Various entities and bodies in the universe are formed off of this original fire. Well, this Africans, the ancestors of the human family, the Africans taught this reality under the title Atum. Well, you begin with the watchers of Nun, which is this original fire. You go through Ptah and you get to Atum, and this fire begins to work. Now, we're going to understand and learn about the reality of opposites. We're going to understand and learn dialectics, masculine and feminine polarity, sacred and divine masculine, sacred and divine feminine. We're going to learn of energy, time, and space. See, these concepts were created by the ancestors of the human family, the ancient Africans. Dialectics, dialectical materialism, has to do with opposites and how the self, S-E-L-F, S-E-L-F, is fulfilled in the opposite of self. Dialectics has to do with thesis plus antithesis equals synthesis. When you look at the father and the mother and the child, the father is fulfilled in the opposite, which is the mother, and the child represents that fulfillment. In other words, masculine and feminine are polar opposites. Masculine represents positive energy. Feminine represents negative energy. This negative is not the evil negative that we talk about, but we're talking about energy. Energy found in batteries, energy in the sun, energy in the earth, energy in your and my physical structure. The male, positive. The female, negative. These two come together to produce pure energy. Masculine is fulfilled in the polar opposite, which is feminine. And that child is the fulfillment. Father, masculine, is thesis. Mother, feminine, is antithesis. Child is synthesis. All right. The first two forces called by Atum, Nun and Nonet. Nun is the sacred and divine masculine, male, represents the material. The material represents water, represents urine, represents the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. When you look at water, when you look at the universe, when you examine Genesis, when you examine the words that describe the universe, all of the substance in the universe are generally seen as masculine. The actual boundary of the universe is seen as feminine, because the boundary represents the womb, and all of the substance inside of the womb comes from the masculine. Just like your mother is the womb, but that watery reality that is growing inside of the egg, that watery reality is from the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that begins as a watery substance in the sacred and divine masculine. Now, the opposite of noon, the dialectical opposite and polar opposite of noon is nonet. She is mother. She is feminine. She is the heavens. She is space. She is womb. She represents the boundary of the universe. And inside of her is that which comes from the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm. Now, the next two forces are Ha and Hahet. Ha, sacred, divine, masculine, father, represents infinity. Why? Because the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, that houses that eternal force of life that is to become a living, breathing human being, baby, child, that force of life is infinite, eternal. Therefore, Ha, sacred, divine, masculine, father, represents infinity. You see, we're talking about the birth process. We're talking about energy. We're talking about time. We're talking about space. Now, the dialectical polar opposite of Ha is Hahet. Sacred, divine, feminine, mother. She represents that which is finite. The flesh that houses the eternal, infinite force of life, that flesh is finite. We're coming to understand that there is that in the universe that is infinite and eternal, and there is also that in the universe that is finite, has an end, has a term of existence that is not infinite. Truth, justice, and righteousness, infinite, forever. Death, hell, destruction, warfare, bloodshed, hatred, finite. In the Hindu, Buddhist scripture, thinking, there is a sacred divine goddess called Tara. She is also called Kali. She represents that divine feminine power that rises up to destroy wickedness. Kali, depicted with at least four arms. I wonder if these four arms represent the four forces, four couples that represent the four aspects of the forces that are being called forth by Atum. But she has four arms, maybe also four legs. So 4 plus 4 is 8. We're dealing with four couples, two in each couple. 2 times 4 is 8. But one of her hands has a sword. In one of her hands, she has the head of a man. And that head is severed from the body of that head, dripping in blood. What this is talking to us about is wickedness being destroyed, and wickedness having not an infinite period of time, but a finite period of time. Wickedness will not go forever. Nations that practice wickedness have a limit of time. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, is going over the teaching of the wheel. You call them UFOs, but the wheel of Ezekiel, wheel in a wheel. to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and my minister Louis Farrakhan is sent by the Most High to deal with wickedness, to deal with those that practice warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction and oppression and exploitation and slavery. These have a limit of time on this earth. So, Harhet represents finite. In Buddhism, she is Kali and Tara, rising up to destroy wicked rulers, destroy wicked leadership. Cannot go on forever. Finite. Infinity and finite is dealing with time. So the ancient Africans are teaching us of the reality of time. Time, energy, space. The next couple, the third couple, are Kuk or Kuk and Kaket. Kuk, the sacred divine masculine father, represents darkness. You see, the birth process takes place in darkness. Inside the male organ is darkness. Inside the womb of the female is darkness. So Kuk represents darkness, sacred divine masculine father. And Kaket, the dialectical polar opposite, she, sacred divine feminine mother, she represents the power in her womb to reveal into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. So all actions, good or bad, done in darkness will be revealed into the light. You may have a project that you are working on, a good and righteous project. You don't reveal that project immediately. You work on it and work on it hidden, unseen, in the darkness of your mind, in the darkness of a room where you close it off and you work on it by yourself. No one knows. Then one day you reveal into the light your project, your work, your mission. So that's the birth process of actions, good or bad. That which is done in the darkness will one day be revealed into the light. The next couple, the fourth couple, Amun, Amonet. Amun, sacred, divine, masculine, father. Amun. Sometimes you hear, when you hear amen, that comes from Amun. They said Amun. Sometimes they said amen. Same sacred masculine father. Amun is that which is hidden. That which is hidden. The dialectical polar opposite, Amonet, is that which is revealed. So once again, that which is hidden is revealed. So Amun and Kuk are similar. Kuk, darkness. Amun, hidden. Amonet and Kaket are similar. Amonet is that power to reveal, and Kaket is that power to bring to the light. So, the masculine, hidden, unseen, darkness, a work done in the darkness in this birth process. Amonet and Kaket, that womb that reveals into the light that which was done in the darkness. So we have the teaching and the science of birth, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that watery reality that begins with the Father. That water teeming with life, teeming with the eternal, infinite force of life being emitted into the womb. And your talents and attributes and characteristics reside within you and me. And our structure is like a womb. We, as men and women, we, as the human family, we work on masculine, feminine polarity. All of this force, all of this power lives within us. And as we understand sacred masculine and sacred feminine power within each and every one of us, whether we are male or female, and as a collective human family, men and women, boys and girls, we are birth chambers. We are masculine and feminine power working together to produce. We are self and opposite of self, bringing fulfillment in the union of self and opposite of self. We are thesis plus antithesis, producing synthesis. We operate masculine, feminine power, giving birth to our talents, our characteristics, our attributes. These powers and forces, time, space, energy in the universe, are alive within us, and we have to go within ourselves and study ourselves so that we can call those forces and energies out of the universe and out of ourselves, because we have a job to do. We have to bring order to the universe, order to creation, order to this earth. We're going to keep this teaching in mind as we attempt to continue and go through some of the Sunday school lessons. Next break, see you on the other side of the break.